It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Attorney General is stepping in to force businesses to comply with Colorado's stay-at-home order. CPR Business reporter Sarah Mulholland has more.
Hobby Lobby closed all of its stores statewide after Attorney General Phil Weiser sent the chain a letter stating it was defying the public health directive by reopening this week. Other businesses, such as dentists, also received letters from Weiser's office. The letter said the dentists were performing elective procedures, which aren't allowed right now. Another letter targets a realtor in Metro Denver, who the Attorney General's office says forced residents to leave their homes for public showings and open houses, which are not among the real estate functions deemed to be essential. Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Top Republican officials in El Paso County have asked their local party chair to step down a day after she made a Facebook post raising the idea that the pandemic might be a hoax. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The letter demands that Vicky Tompkins issue a formal apology to the Republican Party and the citizens of El Paso County for her, quote, inappropriate comments, and it strongly recommends she resign. The controversy started with a post Wednesday on the El Paso County GOP Facebook page. It read, "Hello, El Paso County. Do you believe that the coronavirus is a psychological operation? Post your answer." It was quickly removed at the request of the statewide party. Tompkins hasn't yet responded to the letter, but did address the controversial post earlier. She said she was only asking for opinions and didn't intend to offend anyone. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts is making big changes to survive a deficit of millions of dollars because of closures related to COVID-19. The center announced it is laying off some staff, placing others on unpaid leave, cutting hours and wages, and canceling 5 shows. That includes the touring Broadway productions of Mean Girls and the SpongeBob musical. The center is also eliminating more than 500 educational classes and school programs. Tickets for Hamilton in August are, for now, still scheduled to go on sale to the general public April 20th. Colorado weather is cloudy and cool around Denver, mostly sunny for western Colorado, and getting warmer across the states for tomorrow and the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.